Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
What is up, Waffle Gang? I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more, of course, r/ your mighty butthole. And if you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that subscribe button, notification bell as well. And if you're feeling extra spicy today, you can also like the video if you enjoy the content, of course. And let's dive straight in to today's stories. Much love, guys. And our first story, we're starting off with VastGuy2172, who says, "Am I the asshole for putting a camera in my bedroom? I, 22 male, live in an apartment with my roommate, 22 male. We are both attending college part-time and get along well with one another. The lease is under my name only. My roommate is not planning on living in the apartment after college. I do work night shifts 3 days a week. My hours are 7 p.m. till 7 a.m. He sometimes has his girlfriend stay overnight, which is no problem as my boyfriend will stay when he visits. When I come home from work, I've been noticing my bed has been a mess and I found clothing that did not belong to me in the sheets. I am awful with confronting people, but I know it's not my boyfriend as he lets me know beforehand when he is staying over. I ordered the camera and placed it in a spot where it can't be seen. I went into work and the camera app notified me that there was motion in the bedroom. I turned the camera on and saw my roommate and his girlfriend on my bed. I was mortified and stopped watching the video. My boyfriend came over in the morning and I showed him the video of my roommate and girlfriend on my bed. My boyfriend texts the video to my roommate and he texts back that he wants to talk when he gets home. Roommate and I talk about the situation and I tell him that it's disgusting that he and his girlfriend are using my bed. Roommate's defense is that the bed is more comfortable than his. His girlfriend comes over in the evening and she starts attacking me for putting a camera in the apartment. Am I the asshole for putting a camera in my bedroom?" I like the way the girlfriend at the end there is trying to manipulate the situation by saying, you know, you're putting a camera in the apartment, rather than saying you're putting the camera in your bedroom, your personal space, where they shouldn't have bloody been in the first place. 100% not the asshole here. And that is grim to think that they've been on your bed doing that and saying that because your bed is more comfortable, we'll just pop in and use that bed then. I mean, what the hell? Absolutely not the asshole. And like you said, you're the only name on the lease at the moment. And I would seriously consider, I definitely would have them out of the apartment ASAP. I imagine you have to give some sort of notice for that. But yeah, I'd definitely have them out. But we'll start off with Boondragon, who says, huge not the asshole. They're violating your space in a major way. Just going into your room would be bad enough, but banging on your bed, that's indefensible and gross. Punk Rock Cockblock says, your roommate and the girlfriend lost the moral high ground about being spied on when they started playing Goldie Fucks in your bed. Not the asshole. Catatomical says, not the asshole, you have a camera in your space. If they're being caught on your camera in your space where they should not have been, that is on them. Who gives a shit if your bed is more comfortable? It is not theirs. They are disgusting. And one more from Running on Empty, who says, not the asshole, he is not on the lease. Give him a 30-day to vacate letter. I would not want to live with anyone that violates my space like that. I would also double down and put more cameras in the apartment. Now, what do you guys make of this first story? A little quick one there to get us started. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to the next one. Now, our next story comes from AcceptableCry9096, titled, Am I the Asshole for Making My Daughter-in-Law Cry? My son and daughter-in-law had their twins last year. They didn't want to put them up in daycare and asked me if I could watch them. I've been doing childcare my whole adult life as a nanny. At the time, I had a well-paying nanny job. My son and daughter-in-law couldn't afford to pay me as much, but I didn't mind as they're my grandkids and I love them. I'd do it for free, but I have to pay my bills. I did make sure multiple times that this was going to be permanent. I was quitting a good job for this, and I didn't want to have to scramble last minute. They swore up and down that it'd be up until they were three. I agreed and I've had so much fun watching them this past year. They're now 18 months old. I started to teach them colours, ABCs, etc. We go to playgroups so they can be with kids their age. My son and daughter-in-law sat me down last week saying they feel more comfortable with daycare. After doing research, they feel it's best they're in daycare now. They've already found one and gave me 2 weeks' notice. I was upset. They promised me 3 years of work, and now I have to scramble to find a new job that'll pay as well as my last one. I said all of this, and they said it wasn't fair for me to expect them to keep to that. I pointed out what this would do financially to me, and they said that they had to think of themselves. They're paying the daycare more, but it's worth it. I said now I don't know how I'll pay my bills, including my son's student loans that I pay. I left shortly after. My son says his wife cried and I shouldn't have guilted them about this. He said bringing up the money was manipulative. Am I the arsehole? And there is a little edit, like a couple of lines, which we will cover after the comments. Now, I don't think anything you did in this story was manipulative at all. This is life, you know, you're having to pay your bills, as you said, and they did promise you 3 years of work and then go and give you 2 weeks' notice. I mean, hell no. And petty me, well, maybe not even petty me, would say, you know, stop paying those student loans. Why should you pay them when he comes up with the excuse, you know, we have to think of ourselves at this point? And that's exactly what you need to do in this situation to be able to pay your own bills. Think of yourself. Although your son may see that as an attack on him, you know, you're taking away that. But, you know, it's something that I think you really need to do in this situation. But Season Positive 6771 says, not the arsehole. They broke their commitment and they are the arsehole for making you pay for student loans. Stop paying immediately if you can. Anonymous says, not the arsehole, and stop paying for your son's student loans unless they are in your name. Naps on the Dance Floor says, not the arsehole. Did you have any kind of formal contract? I would strongly consider not paying your student loans either. OP replies that saying, typically, I would have a contract, but they were family, so I thought we'd forgo it. I didn't think they'd screw me over. The loans are in his name, but we had an agreement that I'd pay the loan and he'd pay interest. Mrs. Barney Fife says, not the arsehole, you had a verbal agreement. Also, you were just being honest. You need to pay your bills. That's not manipulation. It's life. However, I would like to know the reason you're the one paying off your students' loans. Is that really a burden you should be carrying? OP replies again saying, it's something I agree to. I had enough saved to send him to college, but not the university he chose. Then he went to law school. I agreed to pay the loans as I felt bad, given I'd promised I'd pay for him to go to school. And one more from a string of numbers who says, you are very naive if you thought there swearing up and down meant you had a guaranteed 3-year job. Also, why are you paying off his student loan with the money he pays you? Just stop making his loan payments and call it even. ETA, not the arsehole, it's reasonable to be upset. You weren't being manipulative. To which little edit says, edit, I'm no longer going to be paying his student loans. As I know of, they are only sending them to daycare for socialization. They say there's nothing wrong with my care. But again, OP said in their first paragraph, you know, they take them to playgroups so they can be with kids their age. So, I don't know. What do you guys make of this story? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and we shall move on to another one. And our next story comes from Shull. Am I the arsehole for making fun of my friend for studying when he has no real reason to? I think I know where this one's going to go, but here we go. My 19 male friend, 19 male, and I are freshmen in college. We met this summer and we were each other's first friend before arriving at school. I've learned more about my friend and his family over time, and he's incredibly wealthy, as in, his parents actually have a net worth in the billions. His dad donated millions to the school. My friend really has no reason to grind like most of the middle to upper class kids on our school campus do 24/7, since his parents are already that rich. He could be going to parties and having a great time, but he's not really into parties and doesn't socialize much at all. He's kind of quiet and reserved and only has a small group of friends, and he's taken some pretty challenging classes. His schedule is harder than the average schedule, and he spends a lot of time holed up in his room studying alone. I really don't understand it because he doesn't need to act like this and could be doing so many things that are much more fun and social. He could be coming to parties and social events with me, but he's not really in any social activities at the moment and just studies all the time. I approached him, wanting to help him out and to encourage him to get out of his study bug way some and enjoy college more. That was my intention. I lightheartedly made fun of him and was like, dude, why are you trying so hard to be smart? Why are you wasting all this time studying and working constantly and taking these extra hard classes? For what? You literally have no reason to do any of this. You should just stop wasting your time and do something more interesting. I was hoping he'd have some kind of realization and would want to do more social things instead. But he just got all red and embarrassed and said he's sorry for not doing more fun things with me. I kind of feel bad for telling him everything he's doing is a waste of time, but I was just trying to help him out. Am I the asshole for doing that? Now, I think in this one, I would have understood if he was coming like from a mental health point of view, like he was concerned that he was overworking himself or along those lines and you had some sort of concern for him. But the fact that you went down the path of, you know, his family's already wealthy, so he should be living off his family's wealth. But maybe he doesn't want that. Maybe he wants to study. Not everyone, you know, goes to college and then has to party and stuff like that. I know several people who went to college and hated being encouraged to go to parties and stuff. And they just wanted to go to college or university to, you know, really focus on their education and their specialities, what they were going into for their futures. And that's all they were concerned about. So for you to play down his life choices because you think you know better, of course you're going to be the asshole in the situation. And you're the asshole again for like assuming that he should just live off of his family's wealth and not even bother with an education in some way. Because what's the point? What's the point in learning when you could just live off someone else? Oh yeah, it's a shitty attitude to have. So of course you're going to be the asshole in this situation. But Lawrence Bloke says, no reason to study. He's at university, of course he has a reason to study. He clearly wants to do well and be successful. Greatest parents have a lot of dosh. I missed that word, dosh. I'm sure he is very happy for them and that he benefits as a result, but that is no reason to slack off. You're the asshole, you should be supporting your friend and not making fun of him. And Dong says, you're the asshole. Have it occurred to you that he doesn't want to depend on or may not inherit his family's wealth? Or that if his grades aren't decent, people would think his dad paid his way in? Maybe his parents have high expectations of him and he never got to learn to balance between fun and work. What your friend does in his own time is up to him, and it's pretty rude of you to make fun of his work ethic. Risk and Reward says, you're the asshole. Dude is obviously doing what he wants and you're being a dick to him about it. Not everybody goes to college to party. Traveling Techie says, you're the asshole. You're the one wasting time. Your friend might cure cancer. You seem to think being useless is some sort of calling. And one more from Fatalistic Shrug who says, you're the asshole. He may not have to study. His parents being rich is no valid reason not to study though. But did you ever consider that he's doing it because he wants to? That he's interested in what he's studying and is using his time at university to learn new things and expand his horizons? And he's not even into partying, so it really does sound like he's doing something that he enjoys. Don't shame him for that. If you'd like to hang out with him more, maybe try inviting him to something a bit more calm, like a game night, or ask him what he would like to do together. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next story.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And our next story comes from KTJ Bug. Am I the asshole for denying my stepdaughter food? My stepdaughter Ellie is 10, an only child and very entitled. Independent of entitlement issues, we generally enjoy our relationship and do many things together at her request. The incident in question happened Sunday. I had a lot of work to do and needed to go into work. Ellie begged to come with me. She's legit welcome there. I agreed with the stipulation we eat dinner before heading in because I need to power through. We grab McDonald's, she picks at the meal she requested, saying she prefers to snack. I say fine. Whatever, pack it up if you prefer, but we're not eating until I'm done. She throws it away. I'm annoyed, but offer to grab a snack food option to go. She shrugs and says no, she's fine. We head into my work, and she's having fun doing her own thing. 3 hours in, she whines at me how she's starving. I say, well, you should have eaten. Sorry, I need one more hour. Her dad texts me 10 minutes later and says, why didn't you feed Ellie? I rolled my eyes and ignore him because there's a history here with her texting her dad a version, and I know I can provide him context in 15 minutes or so when I'm done with what I was working on. Not 3 minutes later, her mum is blowing up my phone with text and then calling literally 30 seconds after sending. I always answer her because it's her kid and I'm not her mum, but she demands I take Ellie to get food right now or else. I'm about to accommodate because, again, not my kid, but Ellie strolls in with a smug look of satisfaction. I'm pissed. I tell her mum, hey, being hungry seems like a natural consequence of not eating the dinner I already tried to feed her. Need to let you go because work, and hung up the phone. Ellie asked where we were going for dinner. I told her we had dinner, took the entire last hour I need while ignoring her tantrum, and drove home in silence. My husband says I'm the asshole for getting his ex up his ass. His ex says I'm the asshole because how dare I not feed a hungry child. But I'm kind of feeling like they're the asshole for raising such an entitled, spoiled brat. So, I'll let you all tell me. Am I the asshole? Now, you're definitely not the asshole in this situation. As you said at the very start, you got her a meal, she picked at it, and, you know, consequences for your own actions. But the bratty behavior, man, that's from a 10-year-old. That's quite surprising, isn't it? And I got to say, it's likely picked up from somewhere, isn't it? Either dad or mum or whatever. Obviously not stepmum in this case, because she seems to have some morals here. But when she's like phoning the dad and saying, you know, I've not been fed, then phoning the mum and like turning the adults against each other. Yeah, it's a bit concerning, isn't it? Absolutely not the arsehole to me, though. But Blue PVD Storm says, not the arsehole and never take her anywhere again. She burned that bridge. Whatever you do, don't allow a father or mother to put the burden of their poor parenting on you. You will always lose. There is no explanation that you can give that will be taken because they have created this monster. Let a mother and your husband know that this is a boundary that will not be crossed again. If you are needed for work or anything, she will either need to be picked up by dad or dropped off at mum's. A lot of people are going to say, oh, she is 11, give her a chance. Explain why she hurt you. She doesn't care. She's been raised to be a jerk and will continue to do so at your expense. Don't give her any cannon fodder to be aimed at you. Keep your distance and maintain strong boundaries with this one. Ripe Cantaloupe says, not the asshole. She's a brat. Her parents made her this way, and you can clearly see that by how quickly they rise to fight her battles for her. Instead of taking a moment to read the situation and trust the adult family member here, she clearly bosses them around and manipulates them, and they obviously keep falling for it. OP replies saying, I don't know what it is about the way you worded this or whatever, but you legitimately made me tear up, in a good way. Like someone articulated something that I know to be true but distilled it down. Like what the fuck, I am an adult. Do you think I'm a liar or less trustworthy than a 10-year-old child for real? Say thank you truly. I feel an odd sense of relief right now. Rex Jacobus says, not the arsehole. I have said this before on this site. Kids are daft little arseholes. They're supposed to be. It's part of the job of being a kid. It's a parent's job to teach them how not to be daft little arseholes. It looks like you were just doing your job. General Relative 2838 says, not the arsehole. Your stepdaughter is manipulative, but she's only 10 and her behavior is typical. Her parents should not be accommodating her. If I were you, though, I wouldn't take her to work with me, no matter how much she begs. An official Loli says, not the arsehole, she threw away her food and then refused to take your offer of a snack. You didn't have to buy her anything, as she wasted it. Being hungry is not something horrible. You weren't starving her. She would have eaten later, since it was a one-time thing. I really don't see something wrong with this punishment. Now, what do you guys make of this one? What would you do if you found yourself in that situation? The daughter's behavior, though, kind of worrying, isn't it? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and we'll move on to the next story. And our next story comes from Cave, titled, Am I the Asshole for Telling My Mum It's Her Fault I Live in a Cave? So my 18 female mum has been charging me market rate rent since I started working at 16, and I was left with travel money and just about had food money left. I got a pay rise recently, earning pretty much double what I previously, and she tried to up my rent even further. When I refused, she kicked me out. This was the end of July, and I'm just now kind of back on my feet. Recently I moved into an apartment, and my rent is quite high, and because it was furnished I have a slight bit of wiggle room to start buying the essentials. I've started with stuff I just need. I still haven't gotten around to buying real plates or cutlery because I haven't been able to, so I've been eating off plastic. I also have one light bulb, and I just take it from room to room. So my mum asked if she could come over and talk yesterday, and I agreed to it. She came over and the first thing she did was complain about how bare and dark it was. It was bright when she first came, so I was using the natural light. She eventually decided to order us food, and when it came she asked where the forks were. She got them and got really angry that they were plastic. She went off at me, saying I can't afford this place since it's like I'm living in a cave and that I should find something cheaper. I told her if she wouldn't charge me more than what I'm paying here, I would have savings and it didn't all go on emergency deposit, and maybe then I'd have light bulbs and stainless steel forks. She thinks I'm being an ass for backchatting. Am I the arsehole? Edit, might be important to add, the rent I'm paying now included bills, etc. It's still less than what my mother was charging me, and now I can walk to work, so travel expenses are cut out almost entirely. And we're going to start straight away with Useful Cauliflower 3 on this one, who says not the arsehole. And let me go ahead and say something your abusive mother never will. I'm so proud of you. You are building your future one light bulb at a time and not complaining one bit. You got out of a bad situation and are working to be financially stable. Those are all big accomplishments and you are amazing for them. I suggest that you start limiting contact with your mum. It doesn't seem like she is a positive influence on your life, and I think you would be happier and free to grow more confidence if she wasn't around to put you down. She was abusive in charging you to live with your parent as a minor, and the way she treats you isn't okay. I hope you realise that and make the best choices for your mental health. Oh, also, I don't know if this will apply to you, but check with your power company. Mine sends boxes of free bulbs for part of an energy initiative. You could also try local food banks for a few extra staples and get some forks and spoons from the dollar store with the money you would have spent on the food. Good luck on your journey to self-sufficiency. And Cal Smeg said, not only not the arsehole, what your mum did was illegal. You cannot charge underage people rent unless they are emancipated. Take her to small claims court and get back the 2 years of illegal rent she took. Adventurous Coat says not the arsehole, a parent who charges their minor child market rate rent is automatically the arsehole. Princess Buzzkill says not the arsehole, your mum charged you rent at 16. Why? Also, Dollar Tree is great for plates, glasses, flatware and other things. And one more from Nelly Maid who says not the arsehole, word to the wise, never ever ever tell people who you room with, board with, rent from that you got a raise. That's not their business. It's just an opening for them to raise your rent even more than they might already have been planning to. Now, what do you guys make of this one? What could OP do in that situation? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story. And our next story comes from Optimal Wrangler 2190, titled Am I the Arsehole for being ticked off at my friend for not going on any rides? Hello, okay, context time. I'm 14 and my other friend is 14. I asked him if he wanted to go to the Deerfield Fair, which is a pretty popular fair in New Hampshire. I even brought my sister. He paid for his ticket, which only allowed him into the fair, and brought his own money, but I invited him with me so we could have fun on rides. After we walked around and bought a few things, it was time to go on rides. My parents paid for me and my sister's tickets, but my friend didn't buy any. My and my sister quickly went on a few rides, but after we got off on the last one, my mum was mad at me because I was leaving my friend out. I offered to pay for his tickets since I had a few bucks on me, but he declined. I brushed it off and then my sister wanted to go on a ride that spun around quickly. I looked at my tickets and realised that I was quickly running out, so I couldn't go on the ride, but I offered to buy my friend a few tickets so he could go. He declined. We waited a few minutes for the ride to end, and when it did, me and my sister wanted to go on a ride that went really high. I looked at my friend and offered to pay for him so we could all go on together. He said no again. I started begging him to go on, and he kept saying no, and finished with, God, can you just leave me the fuck alone? I sighed and went on the ride with my sister. We had fun on it. When we got off, the only rides he wanted to do were the fun houses, which there were only two of. I accepted it since I was at least doing something with him. the funhouses were 3 tickets per person, so I decided to pay for my friend when we went on. We finished the funhouses, but I was a little mad that I didn't hear a single thank you. When I asked him why he didn't want to go on any rides, he said that he just didn't want to. I offered again to buy him tickets, and he kept saying no. When we left, I was still a little mad that he didn't say thank you for anything, nor did anything with me. I didn't explode on him or anything, I just kept it to myself, since I didn't want to make myself seem like a jerk. So Reddit, am I the arsehole? So it just seemed like he didn't really want to go on the rides, you know, that seemed a bit extreme, that went too high or too fast or whatever. And I can't blame him for that. There's a lot of people like that. When I was younger, I would go on absolutely any ride I could get on, you know, upside down, really fast, whatever. I absolutely loved it. I was an adrenaline junkie when I was much younger, in my teen years. But from about 20 plus, my stomach is just so much more sensitive now. Anything that goes too fast. Just recently, actually, we've had a fair come into our town. And it's got things called the waltzers, and they basically go around in a circle and they spin on the spot at the same time. And I got off and I felt ill for about 4 hours afterwards. It was horrible. And there is many people that just can't do it from a very young age as well. So 100% you're going to be the arsehole in this situation. But Andante79 says, so he paid for his own ticket to get in, didn't buy ride tickets because he didn't want to go on rides. Then you harassed him the entire time you were at the fair. What exactly would he be thanking you for? You're the arsehole. Moya Moya Warrior says, you're the arsehole. Some people don't like fair rides or rides in general, even in safer stable parks. Did you make it clear if he went with you, he'd be expected to go on rides? Gothic Armadillo says, you're the arsehole. It sounds to me like your friend probably doesn't want to go on rides that spin really fast or go up really high. A lot of people don't. You don't know if he's afraid of heights. You don't know if he's got some sort of medical condition which makes those rides not feasible. It also really isn't your business to receive that sort of information. He compromised with you and did the funhouse. You got mad because you didn't get a thank you. I wouldn't thank you either if I was trying to appease you by agreeing to go on a ride. Overall, you sound exhausting. Soon says, you're the arsehole. Fair rides are janky and people with sensitive stomachs or those who get headaches easily avoid them, even if it isn't those things. No is always an okay answer. Also, don't buy things for people if you don't want the adoration that might come afterwards. You clearly didn't do it for him. You did it for the feel good you get after the thank you. Now, what do you guys make of this story? What do you make of all of today's stories? As always, I'd love to know your comments down below if you choose to share them. A huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories, liking the video, subscribing, all that good stuff. It means the absolute world. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Boxes are defeating. Purpose always fleeting. I pose questions to the ceiling like an answer gonna come. Truth is too revealing. Life is easier concealing. All emotions to the star on your heart going numb. I shouldn't be in drive more. I just wanna feel alive more. I feel hurt all the time, boy. I can't see straight. I've been...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.